Blog Talk Radio.
Comfort in the words and the music shared here this evening. Let Ken's words soothe your heart and mind, words shared from the mouths of many, but with all with the same mission, to share his word. Peace be with you. I'll meet again with you at the end of the night.
Hey, well, not the end of the night.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, towards the end of the night for the Bible reading a little after 9 o'clock. Okay. Well, let's play a song here.
Bye.
then you accused, and so I blessed you. Your heart was cold, so jealous was I for you. You had contempt, and I just held. You to my home.
decision. Amen. The first message is a devotional. It's called The Fullness of Joy, taken from verse 15. As children of the Most High God, we are to be marked by contagious, unceasing joy. Through the Holy Spirit, we have access to an unending supply of joy that comes from the wellspring of a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. See, God longs to fill us with His joy that we might live the abundant life Jesus died to give us. He longs to make us children fashioned in the image of our Father, that we might share His unending joy to a world without hope. May you discover the greater portion of joy available to you through the Spirit as you encounter the heart of your Father this week. You see, by the grace of God, we have the beautiful inheritance of eternal, tangible relationship with our Heavenly Father. In Psalms chapter 16, verse 5, 6 says, "The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lions have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance." And then later in verse 11, David writes, "You make it known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." You see, God has designated the beautiful inheritance of His presence for us. Israel knew what it was to center their gatherings around the presence of God. His presence guided them through the wilderness. His presence won battles for them. His presence was powerful in the Holy of all Holies. God's presence was a sign that He was with them and for them. And in Psalm 16:11 tells us that in the presence of God there is a fullness of joy. Imagine what the fullness of joy looks and feels like. Would it be like to have a real encounter with the fullness of joy today? In fullness of joy, there is no sorrow, worry, doubt, or fear. In the fullness of joy, there is abundant life, peace, freedom, and love. Psalms 43, verse 4 says, "Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy." Consistently encountering the presence of our Heavenly Father is the sole source of exceeding joy on this earth. Only in spending time going to His altar will we experience the joy that is our portion. Only in presence will the joy of the Lord truly become our strength. In Nehemiah verses 8-10, heavenly joy is an essential element of the Christian life. Joy isn't something we are created to live without. It isn't a pursuit secondary to other pursuits. Heavenly joy is a cornerstone in which we live lives that reflect the goodness and grace, love, and reality of our Heavenly Father. See, joy is meant to be the mouthpiece by which we declare how wonderful our relationship with God truly is. See, in this book, In Our Joy, John Piper writes, "Well, when God gives a radical change of new birth and repentance, Jesus Himself becomes our supreme treasure. So choose the better portion today of spending time encountering the fullness of joy that can only be found in the presence of God. Allow God to bring a radical change, a new birth, a repentance that positions Christ as your supreme treasure. Or pursue heavenly joy today that you might demonstrate the surpassing kindness of your Heavenly Father to a world that is desperately seeking what can only be found in a restored relationship with Him." So first, meditate on the fullness of joy available in the presence of God and allow Scripture to stir up a desire to encounter the joy of the Lord today. Psalm 16:11, "You make known to me the path of life. Your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Psalms 43:4, "Then I will go to the altar of God to my exceeding joy." Psalm 16, verses 5-6, "The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lions have fallen for me in a pleasant place. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance." So secondly, ask the Lord to reveal His nearness. God is never far from you. His presence is with you. He longs to make Himself known. Simply rest in the truth of His nearness and allow Him to reveal Himself to you. Psalms 84, verse 3, "Even the sparrow finds a home and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at her altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God." So thirdly, ask God to guide you into the fullness of joy available in His presence. Ask Him to fill you with abundant joy that you might live today declaring His goodness to the world around you. In John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. In John 17:13, but now I am coming to you, and those things I speak in the world, that they may have joy fulfilled in themselves. And John 15:11, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. So I pray that as the bride of Christ, we would grow in our knowledge of his nearness. I pray that we would walk in the fullness of relationship with our Heavenly Father available to us on earth. And I pray that we would grow in our reflection of God's goodness to a world that longs to know him. So may you pursue the presence of God with a greater fervor as you go throughout your day. May you experience his nearness and live your life with joy of the Lord as your strength. Again, I highly suggest that you read Psalms chapter 16. It'll bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. Okay. Well, now it gets down to the most important question of them all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Okay, well, let me ask you. Are you tired of living the way you are? Okay, never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Okay? Okay, are you lost, but you need to be found? Or maybe you suffer from some kind of depression or anxiety? Or maybe you also, something worse, okay, you're addicted to drugs or alcohol, sexual immorality, gambling, or overeating. You see, God can take that away. But in order for him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. So I ask you, are you willing to get to know the Lord tonight? If so, say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on a cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Okay, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all his angels, okay, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you, okay, have decided to give yourself to the Lord. So, won't you give us a chance to rejoice with them? You can do this by calling in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that is area code 657-383-1487 and push the 1 key. When you push the 1 key, you'll come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Be that first caller, because if 1 can trickle 10, 10 can trickle 100, 100 can trickle 1,000. Okay? So be that first caller tonight and say you're giving yourself to the Lord. Amen. Well, we've got a caller. Okay, I'll take this caller and see what he has to say. I hope it's a good caller. Hello, you're on the air. Yeah, okay, you're off the air. Okay. Well, Well, anyway, I'm going to play some more music for you. Here we go.
Yeah. fire rages in the streets and swallows everything it meets. It's just an image often seen on television. Come leaders, come ye men of great, let us hear you pontificate. Your many virtues laid to waste, and we are listening. There is a train that's heading straight to heaven's gate.
Thank you.
Well, we got a caller. I'll bring him on. Hello, you're on the air. Yeah. Okay. That's all he knows how to say is, yeah. Well, anyway, let's play some more music, okay? Yeah, maybe it'll give him some time to think about what he else he can do.
There's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows.
Godly time, same godly channel. May his word, may his love, may his light and happiness keep you safe while you sleep this evening. And tomorrow morning when you wake and you face the new day, remember, at God Rainbows Ministries, we love you all and we'll be praying for you.
Amen. All right. Well, like I said, having technical difficulties, so I'm signing off. Bless everybody that decided to listen, okay, on the link, and the people that's listening in the chat room, and the people that's listening by calling in. So God bless. Have a wonderful evening. See you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.